Let me give you another application which we used here in Shul once. If you have a Sefer Torah where a letter is missing, so what's the only thing you can do to make that Sefer Torah kosher? To write it? Sefer Torah is possible. What happens, however, if in order to be machshir a Sefer Torah, you don't have to write? All you do is scratch out, there's an extra letter. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, quoted the halacha, that he'll apply Rav Zeira's halacha here. Namely, that in this case, I don't have to write the Sefer Torah. I don't have to write anything. All I have to do is scratch it out. Since it's not necessary to write, all it is to erase, even if I don't erase it, it's still kosher and you're allowed to keep reading. After Shabbos, of course, you should go ahead and erase it. But since it's not necessary to what? To write under those circumstances, it's not necessary to write, under those circumstances, we will not passel the Sefer Torah. Mishnah reports this very rationale to apply it here as well. As I said, there are about 30,000 possibilities. But, yes, the Sefer Torah had an extra letter, and they asked me what to do, and I said, open up, there it is, Mishnah Berurah. That's what he said. Yeah. Yes. Now, there is another debate. So, here is, so far, Rabotai, so far, here are the debates that we've seen. A, is the halach of Shemei HaKa'on Adin L'Chaktila, or only Vidyevet? That's number one. Number two, is it available under all circumstances, even in a situation whereby you're now out of Bimapsik in the middle, like the situation in Rashi? And from that, you now posit a very important rule. Rashi believes that the way Shomei HaKa'ona works is not that halakhically it's considered as if you're talking. That's not the way it's to be understood. You have to put the emphasis under the cup. Shomei HaKa'ona. What does the word ke mean? The world of Mr. Rogers. The world of make-believe. Make-believe. Not really answering. It means that whenever there is an obligation to say something, you can discharge your obligation simply by listening. Tosis does not understand the mechanism of Shomei HaKa'ona that way. Tosis believes that Shomei HaKa'ona means that you are saying the words. That when you listen, it's as if you've actually said those words. And therefore, Tosfos says, if you're in the middle of a Shemon Esrei, when you're not allowed to do so, that route is not available for you. Now let's take it one step further.
Since it's not available to you, according to
Tosfos,
can you still continue your
Shemon Esrei, or do you have to stop? No, you don't stop. You have to learn the wrong route. You should have timed it. Keep going. You're not allowed to stop. The stopping would be listening. You'd be mocking. You have to keep going. Keep on chugging. Now take the sheet and flip it over. And here is a discussion. I'm going to ask you, before I see it inside, just to get your perspective. I'm going to frame the question. Listen carefully. It's an offshoot, a subcategory, according to Rashi and of Rashi and Tosfos. How far will Rashi go and claim that saying something discharges your obligation? Or according to Tosfos, how far does Shomei HaKa'ona go as if you said it? Here is my question. Is a blind person allowed to get an aliyah to read the Torah?
if he was not blind from birth.
So let's assume he was. Just the fact according to Esther, right? That's because the Gemara has a difference whether you can say Berachas Kriya Shema or Yotzei Amaros. But let's say, look at this question. Can a blind person get an Aliyah or not? What would you say?
Yes.
Okay, what's the problem? How's he doing Yotzei Kriya Sakhara? He can't see the text.
He didn't ask you to say
what?
He can't hear you say the
Now he knows how to say the brachas. So now let's take a look at what the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and now we'll see how far Shomer Kohen is going to go. Take a look at Shomer Kohen. Of course, the Bar Kochi is going to read, but how far is it going to go? Look at the Shulchan Aruch. I bracketed for you in Hilchos Kriyas Hakara. Lo Yikra'u Shnayim. Two people should not be reading the Torah at the same time. It's based on a well-known rule. Pray, Kali, Lo Yishamayim. You can't listen to two sounds, two voices at the same time. You can never have two people reading at the same time. And the Ha'ole Kore, Mishliach Tzibur Shosei, one alternative is that as you do, for example, in a Gokhamizrach community, a Gokhan's rock community, a guy, most of the guys are out of lane. So there's a Valkorah standing there. I don't need you, Valkorah, I'm reading for myself. So in which case, the old lad gets called up, he makes the bracha, he reads, and the Valkorah keeps his mouth shut. Or, alternatively, the way Ashkenazim do it, Shliach Tzibur Korah, the Ha'ole Lo Yikra the Korah. The Omer should not read it aloud, because if he's going to read it out loud, the audience can't hear two different sounds, they won't be able to be Yotzei anymore. Now that implies, and he's going to say it's a lack of silent implication, it's black and white, that silently he's supposed to read. Umikomachom, sorich hu likros imashat, kidei shilo tehei dvarachato levachom. He must read along with the Shliach Tzibur so that his bracha will not be a bracha levatal. And the Shosari Philippos do not have very quietly Shelo Yashriya L'Ozma. He should just whisper it to himself, but not be audible, because if it's going to be audible, besides the fact that halakhically is there, you're going to confuse the Balkor. You know what I mean? Sometimes. Yudhaka. Very nice. Very nice. Now, Rabotai, in light of this, tell me whether or not a Summa should be able to read get an Aliyah or not. Tell me whether or not a Summa should be able to read or not. Why not? He can't read it from the text. You're not allowed to read the Torah by heart. So a lot of Balei Kriya who could do so, they don't even need to say the Torah. But the halacha is, you need Kriya mitoy chatzav. Kriya mitoy chatzav. Yet, anybody grow up in Baropah? The Chista Rebbe was blind. Most of his life, blind. At least I knew him for 20 years, he was blind. And he got plenty of aliyahs. And many Gedolim, the Magnetar is going to quote, I've seen Gedolim after Gedolim were blind, they all got an Aliyah. All got an Aliyah. So what must it be based on? Shema Kohen. So what does this mean? Listen carefully. That Shema Kohen is so potent, that's not only as if you read the text, but what? It's as if you read it out itself. As if you read it from the text itself. So when the Baal Kori reads to you, and you listen, you the blind person listen, sure it's best to watch, to say, to read along with the Shliach Tzibur, with the Baal Kori, it's best. But if you don't, it's not going to be a Bracha Levatola, against the Mechaber, it's not a Bracha Levatola. It's preferable to read along yourself. But it's not going to be a Bracha Levatola. Question is, why is it that what It's preferable. Well, how can you be Yotzei the mitzvah? How can you be Yotzei the mitzvah? Answer, Shomea Ka'ona. Why? Because Shomea Ka'ona is so potent that not only when you listen, it's as if what? You've said it, but it's as if you've said it and read it from the text. And the Chaver obviously believes that Shomea Ka'ona is not that potent. Excuse me. Those who believe that a blind person cannot get an aliyah do not believe that Shomer Ka'ona is that potent. Why? They believe that you can hear when you hear it as if you said it. But you can't create magic upon magic that listening to words enunciated by somebody else, it's as if you did what? You read it out of the text. You can't do so. So this machlokes here also touches upon the fundamental halacha. How far does Shomea Ka'ona go? According to Rashi, it's a lot easier. You are yotzei the mitzvah. It's not as if you're reading it all. According to Rashi, it's a lot easier. It's not as if you are yotzei the mitzvah. But it's not as if what? You're reading it yourself. You don't say the mitzvah. So whatever the mitzvah calls for, that's what you're doing. And who do we paskin like, Rabbi Tzai? Do we paskin like Rashi? Do we paskin like those who say, prove to me, not from a blind person, that we say that the halacha is not that way. Is the halacha is that you don't, that Shomea Ka'ona is so powerful that it can be considered as if you read it from the text. Prove it to me, Rabbi. Not from the halacha that a blind person gets. From the Megillah. Of course. You must read the Megillah out of a text. You must. So how do any of us are Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah? The answer is Shomea Ka'ona. So must be that lehalacha, we accept the definition that when somebody is fulfilling the mitzvah properly, the Baal Kore is reading it properly, and I hear what he's saying, every single detail that accompanies his obligation and discharging and fulfillment is now related to me, without me opening up my mouth for a tenth of a second. So one second. I once mentioned to you that the machloikis between the Beis Halevi and others about Yisrael Gottesman. Okay? Can a Kohen send up a friend of his to do Berchas Kahanim for him? Okay? He got a Kohen who's a little lazy. I don't want to do it today. I don't know. I've got to wash my hands, big pain in the neck. I'm going to stay right here with the rest of the Kihilah, and my friend Yisrael Gottesman is going to say, Yivarechecha, and I'm a Kayan, and I'm going to be Yotzei my obligation by listening to him. So the Beis Halevi says, it can't work. Why? Because Birchas Kahanim requires kol rum. Loud. Not just to mumble the words. It's got to be loud. And that can't be facilitated through Shomea Ka'ona. The Beis Halevi believes that it's not the way Rashi understood it. That Shomea Ka'ona means that whatever the person is doing, halachically is transferred to you. No. Shomea Ka'ona means what he says, you said. You may have said it, but you didn't say it to Kol Ram. Kol Ram means, bellowing it out. You go out to the Mishpacha. That you didn't do sitting at the chair. So whether or not a Kohen can designate an agent to be Mivarech Klal Yisrael for Berchas Kahanim, or not, revolves around this Machloikis as well. How potent is Shomea Ka'ona? Yes.
How is Kohen from
the Exile? What?
How different is Kohen from the Exile?
Not any different. I don't understand how the Beis Halevi would say that Kol Ram is no good, but Tzav is good. I think that Tzav is a bigger problem than Kol Ram. I grant you that. I don't understand the inconsistency of it. I don't understand it. I don't understand.
Yes.
I'm not sure why it's legal to say you can't be a creation artist.
Okay, good. That was my next point. B'mchilas kvoid hataz, and all those who claim that there's a problem with a bal Torah, with a blind person, I don't really believe that you can compare Kriyas HaTorah to any of these discussions here. And the reason is as follows. Nobody in the world is chayav in Kriyas HaTorah. There is no chiyuv upon you. There's no chiyuv upon me. No chiyuv upon you to hear the Torah read. Kriyas HaTorah was called a chayvas hatzibur. If there is a minyan of people present, there's an obligation that the Torah be read. So when the Baal Koreh reads, he's not being motzi anybody the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. He's not. You know why he's not being motzi anybody the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? Because there is no chiyuv. If there is a minyan present, then you have to have the Torah read. It's not like Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah, if you're lazy and you don't want to come to shul, you better make sure that somebody reads the Megillah for you. But if you don't come to shul on a Monday and Thursday, you don't miss any mitzvah. You fail to have the opportunity to daven b'tzibur and have Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, you fail to be in the kind of, but there's no, it's not like you didn't eat matzah, something like that. Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah chiyuvit. You have to, and it's done discharging that obligation. Kiddush is a mitzvah which you must recite. There you can enter the debate how potent Shema'a Ka'ona is. That's why, according to many who understand this role of Kriyas HaTorah, would say that a Summa can have an Aliyah regardless as to how potent Shema'a Ka'ona works, because Shema'a Ka'ona is not involved in this halacha. Same thing by Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema doesn't work with Shema'a Ka'ona. It's halacha tefila b'tzibur. There is no such thing as Shema'a Ka'ona by davening. If you're davening in your house on Rutland Road, Rutland Avenue, I can't come to your living room and listen to you davening and be yotzei in the midst of davening. Or Kriya Shema. Only within the mizgeret of tefilas hatzibur. What about? Pesach? Of course Shema'a Ka'ona works. 100%. We do it all the time. I don't know. I shouldn't say everybody does that. In my house, my father read the Haggadah. Nobody else opened it in my house. I got married, my father-in-law, the whole house. We're all screaming the whole thing out. They're all tone deaf. It was the worst experience I ever had. And no one, but they all had to say it. All had to say it. I says, what's going on here? Nobody has to say anything. Kriya Haggadah, you have to say this particular text. It's like the Megillah. You have to say Avodah Meir, you got to say this. Shema'a Ka'ona undoubtedly works by Haggadah, no doubt, 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. What? We pass them like Rashi. The halacha is like Rashi. If you're stuck in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you stop. You listen to the Chazan say Kedusha, you don't answer, of course, after the Chazan completed, you resume your Shmonas. We pass them like Rashi, like the Bahad, against Tosfos. There is another area quoted in Shulchan Aruch concerning this debate as well. There is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch if, and this will be somebody with little babies at home, and you just change the diaper, okay? It's not like today when you just walk over to the sink and wash your hands. Right? In time of the Gemara, they didn't have water available all the time. Are you allowed to daven with your Yodayim Mitunato? The answer is no, you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to open up your mouth and say anything. But the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch paskens, Hir Hur is Mutter. Hir Hur is Mutter! Can think about it. So Avadi Yosef has a tshuva and he writes about this. If somebody in such a situation, he can just listen to something, he can go to shul, listen to the Shliach Tzibur, You don't have to open up your mouth. Don't say anything. Just think about it. The Isser is to say it. And it would depend upon the exact same halacha. You don't have to get it. You don't need davening. I want to put on tzitzis. I can't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam if my hands have manure on it. And I couldn't wash it off, whatever it is. So I can listen to you make a bracha, and that's okay. How? If you believe that Shomea Ka'on as if you've said it, then you can't listen to somebody else because your hands are mitunafot, they're dirty, soiled, and you're not going to make a bracha. It's as if you've said it. But if we say that Shomea Ka'on, it doesn't mean that you said it. It means you get credit for the mitzvah when you listen. So that's exactly what it is. You listen to the other guy, and that's it. And you'd be yotze. That would be another case subject to this particular din
Okay.
What?
That
is correct. You don't fly Rav Zeir either. That's correct. What do you mean?
Regarding when a coin double said the shame of the Torah, you know, any cases where it would work not to fill something but to bind you to something. I mean, you think theoretically.
Like what? Well, give me
a
thing. So a coin double says
the shame of the Torah. You're not supposed to say that. So when you hear it,
you show me that's a shame. No, because that's you're not obligated to say anything.
I understand.
You're not. Doesn't mean that when you're talking, it's as if I've said it.
Right.
It means where there's a chiyuv upon you to say something, that's when you shouldn't say it. All right, we'll stop here. Hold on, just one administrative business. I cannot give the share next Monday night. I have some. I'm willing to give the share Sunday morning after the 8 o'clock meeting. Anybody available? Anybody? If the majority of people can make it, I'll give it. What? This Sunday? No. That's the Chevra Kadisha. That's December 12th. Oh, there is a shear in the shul this Sunday? No, he's Thursday morning. Oh, Rabbi Horowitz. David Horowitz is... Oh, that's true. Oh. Lots of Shabbos? Let me see what I have on the show. Let's see. So Sunday morning. I don't want to compete with the show. Friday? Yeah, that would be good. Any people not working on Friday? Anybody not working? Anybody come to? No. Anybody? Is anybody available Friday morning? That's only two people, three people, four people. Okay, won't be sure. So, sorry, I can't make it Monday. Okay. Hanukkah?